Good morning. Welcome to the Trekking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing and an encouragement to your heart. I would like to read out of the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Let's start with verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. These are encouraging words, because as a believer in Jesus Christ, we know that our Lord's return is soon, and that they who are ready and watching for his coming will be caught up to meet him in the air. Oh, what a time that will be. Today, I want to continue my series that I've been talking about, Doomsday Prepper or Kingdom Prepper. That's what I want to ask you, or which one are you today? We have people today that we call Doomsday Preppers. They're prepping for the disastrous journey that they're getting ready to take of all the things that are happening in our country. We got people that are storing ammunition and food and water and all sorts of things. But then I pray that we have people that I call Kingdom Preppers, getting ready for the kingdom of God and preparing our souls for the kingdom of God. And the best one that I can find in the Bible, there are many, many examples, but one of the greatest one is Joseph. And in the book of Genesis chapter 39, we're told a lot about Joseph, and we're told about the vision that he had, that God had for him. And because his brothers hated him and his vision, they sold him into slavery. And Joseph was just a young boy, and he spent many years, 13 years in bondage because of his brother's hatred. But you know what? He survived because he never lost his vision from God, and because he looked up to his redemption, his God. That same remedy will work for our survival in the last days that we now live in. Prayer brings you into your purpose or your vision. When you pray, God takes you under his protection. When you pray and seek God, you come under God's provisions. When you pray and seek God, you come under God's power. And when you pray and seek God, you come under God's presence. Today, if you want a purpose and a vision in your life, pray. Today, if you want divine protection, pray. Today, if you want divine provisions and your provisions for this earthly journey, you pray. Today, if you want God's power in your life, pray. Today, if you want to walk in God's presence, learn how to pray. The key to Joseph being a kingdom prepper is that he knew that no matter what he faced, no disaster, natural or man-made, could not destroy his vision. As he said in Genesis 50:19, "For am I in the place of God?" In other words, Joseph stayed in his vision and fulfilled it, the place God destined for him. There is a destiny for you today, and if you will seek God, you can stand that no matter what comes. People, God has a place, a destiny for you. Do you know it? Because he kept his vision in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, in a day's time, he went from the prison to the palace. Just like the born-again of believers, the Bible says, in a moment and a twinkling of an eye, we'll be called up and caught up to meet the Lord in the air. But he was put in charge of preparing food for years of famine, and to be the keeper of all food, and to the saving of many lives. Genesis 50:20 says this, that even the lives of his brothers that tried to destroy him. You know, today, God will put you in a position, and God will put you in a place that you can not only survive, but you can bless others. We just don't want to be survivors. We want to be survivors to bless others. Proverbs 3:6 says this, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Joseph was a kingdom prepper. He was preparing to do the will of God, and because of that, he and others survived because of his faith in God. Do you have faith in God? Faith in God is taking God as his word. And I pray today that you will get in God's word and stay in his word and walk in his word. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today. God bless you.